Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hurry Up This Way Again by The Stylistics. Music provided by Dexter Wanzel. Hey, Dex. Listen, welcome to blogtalkradio.com/HearNoEvil. I'm your show's host and producer, and my name is Darlene Lewis. And tonight, you can call in the show because we're talking about a hot topic, a few hot topics, secrets. 516-453-9097. That's 516-453-9097. We're going to talk about the life of the side chick or the side guy. You see, I can't play the side chick because I'm too demanding, too aggressive, too physical, and too damn hard-headed. No, I am not sneaking around. No, I cannot call you on a burner phone. Yes, I must be able to talk to you in the wee hours of the morning and must see you whenever I want. How do you side girls and guys do it? Please call into the show right now because we have to see why these relationships work or don't. Now, if you want to sponsor this radio broadcast, you can email me at DarleneRenaeLewis@yahoo.com, or you can cash at me $Darlene360 to have your business promoted. For $200, you pay once and be forever posted as a sponsor. DarleneRenaeLewis@yahoo.com. So call in the show right now, 516-453-9097. There's a few things that people speak about when they make a decision to be the side chick or the side D-I-C-K. Now, what exactly does a side chick do better than a main chick? Through the eyes of millennials, we observe the force that side chicks wield over men, which main chicks may never be able to compete with. Or will they? What is it about the side chick that makes her so damn appealing to the man who already has a girlfriend, fiance, or worse, a wife and kids of his own? Well, some say the side chick is not unknown in modern relationships or in relationships of previous eras for that matter. She's the mistress, the other woman, the one who never comes home, the hidden one that no one knows, the force behind the scenes that the man cannot resist. The side chick is the babe over whom the man is willing to risk it all. From the university undergraduate to the grandma traveling abroad to care of her grandkids, women of all ages are pretty familiar with her. Only few have been fortunate, or is it unfortunate, to see her face or come in contact with her, but her legend can't be missed, nor can her looming shadow over a relationship or marriage be denied. Now, most times after this great encounter or discovery, the question that women find themselves asking, either rhetorically in the darkness and still silence of their empty beds, or to the man's face when he quietly tiptoes through the front door late in the night, is, what is special about her? Some phrase theirs as, what does she have that I don't? And what does she give you that I don't? But the essence of those questions remains the same all the time. Women want to know what it is about the side chick that makes her a better woman than she is, or that they are. Young Nigerian men in their mid-20s and mid-30s are dishing out reasons why that other woman gets their attention over the woman they should be giving that attention to. So in a frank, no holds barred response to a question posted on Instagram by user at M-A-C-S-H-A-Y-N and another user at O-D-L-A-N-K-Y, says the ability of the side chick to offer wild sex and be less problematic is the edge she has over the main chick. Less drama, unexplainable sex positions. At IMN underscore OLOH and at GBOYIN dot ESQ, he agrees that these two are the strongest pull with which the side chick draws the man in. No drama, just benefits. Less wahala, steady necks, says the latter. While the question was posted majorly due to a desire to understand how the male mind works when it comes to the issue of side chicks, women didn't mind dropping their two cents too. Hormone underscore T says a man is drawn to a side chick due to the peace of mind she gives him. As far as at INEMUDODIONG is concerned, some men can hardly say no to the chance to put in less commitment than normal, escape from the stress and pressure their women mount on them, while likely enjoying more sex. These are offers too juicy to resist for men, according to the Instagram user. Now, an editor at Pulse named Intianu Obiora says that in her opinion, side chicks and side pieces are normally drawn to each other because their experience is less stressed. And plus there are issues in relationships that ultimately put a strain on men. Issues like money, stuff to do with kids, rent, and the expectation of a certain level of accountability. In general, a main chick, rightly so, puts certain expectations on her man. A side chick doesn't have to expect anything except trips and sex. Mm. Men are attracted to the side chick simply because they are scum. Isuzu says, this is a Lagos-based movie critic and editor at Post. Is there justification for cheating? With all the opinions popularly expressed above, it is easy to get the feeling that having a side chick is justifiable, provided that the man doesn't get peace of mind with the woman, gets overly pressured, gets pestered for a level of commitment he's incapable of giving, or in the instance where he feels sex isn't enough. Do women need to give men more peace of mind in relationship? Is that what you guys are saying, or is that what you're thinking? So you're blaming women for men cheating on them when you have those type of reasons why side chicks. But what about side chicks and side dudes? When we return after playing some good music and deciding which caller will answer most of these questions, we will discuss the side dudes and some of the things that we need to do when we know that our significant other is cheating.
I like them brown, babe. The color is so sweet. Like my cherry cola on my favorite chocolate treat. Full espresso, cafe au lait. Imported from the bayou, baby, just to make my day. I like them brown, babe. Makes me wanna eat. From the top of his head down to the soles of his skin. Did I mention everything in between? queen. Now they get sugar daddy, make a Sunday out your peanut butter brown, babe. Every flavor, the rich of the mixture, the more I can savor the brown, babe. But when I kiss his lips, now the cover strawberries is sitting on my chin. Chestnut, walnut, donut, banana, warm vanilla sugar, weekend brownie splendor, cause I was glad enough and almost got the rough taste. Brown pan, black pan, all one in the same. It makes my honey love come down. What a scotch babe. In my German chocolate cake. Let me lick the bowl, put it in my oven to bake. Loving brown babe. More the fun to eat. And the marshmallow drips from my lips to my feet. I'm an apple. Sweet and sour, that's what's up. Take me to the candy shop, cause I can't get enough. Mrs. T, ask if Mrs. Fields around. I'm trying to catch a gingerbread manatees in town. I like them brown babe.
Pick a fruit from the shell, cause now it's ready. The pound cake is waiting to hit the belly. I'm holding back from skipping and eating the jelly. You like the brown, ma? Well, here's the chocolate chip. Some caramel colored almonds for you to taste. Bite into it, watch the dark syrup drip to your chin. A glass of cafecima, dash of taffy on the rim. You like the brown, ma? Smell my cinnamon aroma, inviting, enticing you to have me eat some mocha. Put it together. She works and she gets to the center. Looky, looky. She happy with a surprise from a tootsie marshmallow graham cracker. Hershey bar mixed peanut butter all over the twist. It's a cool way round and rich. My products are way better grade than the Swiss. Creme brulee from the Brits. You like the brown shit. Do tell, I like my cupcakes still. They say I'm wrong for the pleasure. I have no guilt. It's natural. Spill soy on you, the color of silk. Ain't no oil in the bell, cause I've been drinking my milk.
Give me that brown babe. That cream molasses, nothing else can match it. Coca-Cola classic. Brown babe, turns me on and heats me up and melts me down and fills my cup. Your Coca Mocha so erotic.
Brown babe.
Hot toddies in the winter. Cavassier and ginger moonshine from Virginia.
Brown babe.
Brand Stella Cola Club Black Russians got me drunk off flooded nipples and
fat. I like a brown babe.
Cinnamon, the creme brulee, Trevor goes to Grandma Gay.
What more can I say?
Like Tennessee, you'll give you central, make the chocolate creamy.
Wow, that track was so hot. I like him brown, babe. Produced by P-Funk, Kelton P-Funk Davis. Now, we talked about the side chick. But what about these side guys? What about those type of dudes? We have a caller right now calling in. Let's see what they're talking about. Caller, welcome to Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. Tonight's subject is side tricks and side chicks. How are you? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello, caller. Caller, you're on. Can you hear? We can't hear you. You may have to turn your volume up. Oh, we lost that caller. I don't know what happened, but, you know, people seem to be getting dropped when they call. I hope everything's okay, because sometimes when it rains, people have problems with their Wi-Fi. So hopefully the caller will call back. But anyway, what about those women that, what about those women that say, you know, they're not happy in their relationships, they want to be with somebody, you know, that treats them, you know, very important, you know, rubs their feet when they, or tells them they're beautiful, or if they're working hard, you know, would spend more time with them or do some work in the house so that they don't have to come home from work and do more work in the house. We seem to have another caller. Let's see what they're talking about. Caller, welcome. You're live. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello? Hi. Welcome to Hear No Evil. We hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello. Hi. So
hello.
Tonight, yes, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, so the subject tonight is about side chicks and side tricks. So, do you have an experience or do you know of someone that's a cheater or have you ever been a side piece or had a side piece? And why do you think women do it?
Well, I don't really think that that's okay. I mean, side pieces, side chicks, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's just messy. There are so many people in the world. I mean, too many people in the world. So why choose someone who's already taken? And vice versa, why do people have side pieces? I mean, I feel like if that's the case, just be in an open relationship where there's no formal commitment to either person. Because at the end of the day, like, people are going to get hurt. And why put hurt into the world when you could just be honest? So, no, I never had a side piece, don't want a side piece, never been a side piece. Why do women do it? Probably because they want the benefits of a boyfriend but not the commitment.
Wait, please repeat that. You said why do women do it because what was your explanation or your assumption?
Well, I'm assuming they want the benefits of having a boyfriend, but they don't want to commit.
Uh-huh. So is that the same reason why men do it?
Probably, yeah. That's my assumption, but I don't know.
Okay. So let's say, for instance, you were in a relationship with someone that did everything right. Everything right. I mean, there was no reason for you to be upset, and you meet somebody, let's say somebody on a job, and you vibe, you find out that you have, like, a lot in common, and one day you're working late, and it's getting late, and you fall asleep, or you're just so tired, you don't feel like going home, and you accidentally stay in the office, or you decide to take the work to a restaurant and you guys have dinner and you find that you have a lot in common. And then instead of you saying good night at the table, you end up in a park walking. Next thing you know, you're holding hands. It's summertime, the birds are chirping, the evening, you know, is coming to an end, and you don't want that person to leave. Are you there?
What are you asking?
That's the scenario. And you find that, all of a sudden, you find that you have a lot in common, and that person kisses you, and you kiss them back. What happens? That's not like you weren't upset with your relationship, but sometimes...
No, but I think people always confuse, like, actions as, like, we dismiss actions. Like, this was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. Like, this was an accident. You didn't accidentally go to dinner. You didn't none of these were accidents. These were choices you made. And when you made those choices, you clearly ignored your original choice, which is to commit to another person. Like, it's all wrong behavior. Like, I don't know why. I mean, there's nothing right to the situation. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. There's nothing right in that situation. You made a commitment to a person. You said there's nothing wrong. And there
right.
may be nothing wrong. You know, there may be nothing wrong. And, you know, maybe you're interested in other people, but you deserve to give your partner the respect to let them know. Hey, like.
So you think that you should
And so, granted, these feelings don't happen overnight. Like, I'm telling you, right, they don't happen overnight. So if you were feeling this way, it wasn't just like, oh, I saw my coworker and then I knew. No, these feelings were probably gradually building, which you should have, mm-hmm. you know, either let your partner know or you should have ended it and let them and then move on. So no one's hurt. I mean, granted, someone's going to be hurt, but there isn't deception involved. Because when there's deception involved, it's negative. And you are going to look like the person in the wrong.
So
that's what I think.
Now, so when you say deception, okay, so that's if you actually, you know, continue seeing someone else on the side. But suppose it's someone that you did not have feelings for and you just happened to go out with them, you know, you're having a little dinner meeting, you know what I mean?
I mean, but there's nothing wrong with having a dinner meeting. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
And you end up at the park or you end up walking around and you find that you have a lot in common aside from.
Okay, but you can have, so, okay, you can have a lot in common with a lot of, I'm trying to figure out what are you asking? Are you asking what should you do? Are you asking, is this wrong? What's the end goal? What's the end
question? No, because. The question is because I have someone who emailed who said that sometimes without you even trying to cheat, you end up falling for someone.
I mean,
for a moment.
Okay, so then you have to make a decision. I mean, be adult about things. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't. I've realized that being an adult is about making decisions. And sometimes you might have to make hard decisions. Sometimes you got to make hard decisions that are going to hurt other people. But you being deceptive and sneaky is just honestly childish and, like, very young. And people are too old. It's just too old. Like, if you have a certain way, let a person know. Like, okay,
now,
I'm not feeling you. I'm not feeling one new.
Uh-huh. Some people want their cake and eat it, too. No, you know,
I know
what I mean?
But that doesn't make it right. That'll make it right.
So what I'm saying is now, if you are a person that's seeing someone that you know is in a relationship and you continue seeing them, what does that say about your character?
I mean, for those situations, one, you also have to, I think everyone needs to be honest about the situation because technically you don't really know the situation that the person that you're with has with his girlfriend. You don't know if his girlfriend is okay with that. So I feel like if you're going to participate in certain situations, everyone needs to be, you know, aware.
Okay, so
because sometimes
people
in relationships have, you know, certain situations where they're like, you know, yes, we're committed to each other. You know, you have businesses together or, you know, we're connected in some way, but we also realize that sometimes you are attracted to other people. Some people have that
in
their relationship.
Like an open relationship.
Yeah, some people have that. And, yeah.
Okay, so in that case, it's okay with parameters. There's certain limitations.
I mean, yes, because you define your relationship, not society. Like, if you feel like you want to have your committed relationship with one person, but also while making that other person aware, you know, you're interested in dating other people, that's that relationship. That don't affect me. Y'all do what y'all want.
Okay.
But so long as there's, like, no deception.
That's a good thing. Now, suppose the person that's seeing the side chick and the regular, and the main chick, because we're going to say chick because we don't know whether they're married or not, but the side chick knows that the main chick is not aware of them and they continue to see this person. What do you think about that?
I mean, well, what do you think? Do you think that's right?
I'm asking you the questions.
Oh, I mean, no, I don't think it's, no, that's not right. Like,
now,
that's
why
not
is
right.
It not
question
right?
Is
why is it not right?
I'll explain to you why. One, it's because when you decide to commit to a person, I feel like you technically do owe them some type of loyalty. And if you are engaging in outside relationship affairs, do not only to safety and respect, you should let the partner know. Like, it's very dangerous. It's offensive. And a person in a relationship have a choice on whether they should be in that type of relationship.
Exactly.
It's just like you have a choice to, like, date other people. I should have the choice to date other people or not even be in this.
Exactly.
Right? And when you don't present that opportunity, you're blinding people and you're not giving them that right. And that's wrong. However, whatever, if you're the male in the situation, you're the woman, you're not giving people the respect. And you're not giving them the opportunity.
Now, what about, this is something that we didn't even talk about. What about the side chick not knowing that she's a side chick?
Well, then no one's at fault here except for the man.
So we
and
have
I feel
three.
Like you can't be considered a side chick if you don't know you're a side chick. I feel like you can't be considered that because who determines a side chick versus main chick? The man. Not the woman. I'm sorry, lady.
But don't you also have to take into consideration that when a person is not married, they are still single and they should be able
Here's the thing. Just because your person is not married doesn't mean that you don't know how to commit to something. Same thing with when you give people titles, when you give people, like, okay, I'm not committed. That's like almost like a job. Like, okay, I have this job, but I'm not committed. So we're like, no, you signed a contract, right? I mean, granted, that's very formal, but when you decide to commit to one person, whether it's boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, like, that's still a commitment you chose to take. When you say, oh, I'm not married, so I'm still single, okay, if that's the thinking you're having, then make sure that thinking is accepted both ways. Like I said, you cannot just leave people in the dark just because you think, oh, well, I'm not married, so I'm single. Okay, but the person that you're dating, do they feel that same way? Because if they don't, then clearly it doesn't make sense. Why don't you date someone who feels the same way? Like, what's up with people? Y'all forgot about being equally yoked? Like, why don't you get someone who's thinking the same way as you do? Life would be easier. People are dating people who, like, women are dating men who don't want to be committed because they think, like, they can trap men or they can make, date someone who wants to be committed. The same thing with men. Date women who are okay with you dating other women and they're okay with dating other men. Like, if everything was a little bit equal and understanding on both parts, none of this would be, you know, even a discussion. Because nobody would, people like, sorry, go ahead.
No. You made a great observation because I think personally, being on both sides of the spectrum in my life at one time, I know what it's like to be a side piece unknowingly and also unknowingly being cheated on. And then lie to about the person's relationship with other people. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's all about open communications. That's just like someone finding out their significant other is bisexual. That's a secret that shouldn't be because you have to give your significant other the option of deciding whether or not they want to
stay in that relationship. Exactly. Because you can decide. Some people are fine with that, but you have to find that person. You can't just hold stuff in. Like, a lot of people would be a lot better if they just tell people what they want and realize, oh, this person can't give it to me. Okay, then I'll move on. Instead of trying to, like, change people. Like, what? You know how many people in the world?
Or trying to have their cake and eat it too by being dishonest and hurting people, you know, because that's not right, you know, and it causes a lot of problems, you know, it causes you to, and see a lot of women, well, I don't know about most women, because I can't speak for most women, but a lot of women tend to feel inadequate and think it's their fault why their significant others cheat. Because men have a tendency of saying, well, she does this. You know what I mean? Like, put all the blame on the reasons why. When that side chick will one day become or start giving you the same standards as the main chick. Like the 80-20 rule that was in Why Did I Get Married? You remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, in other words, you think the grass is greener on the other side until you realize that everybody, most of the time, wants the same thing.
The grass is greener when you water it.
Oh, I like that. The grass is greener when you wherever you water it. And that's true. Wow. Where'd you get such wisdom?
I don't know. I mean, listening to people, observing people.
So, now, what about the guy that is the side trick?
Same thing. There's no difference.
Okay, but why do you think men become side tricks?
Same reason I said for women, because they want benefits of having a stable, significant other without the commitment. But sometimes,
now,
I mean, we don't know. There are probably rules and regulations inside relationships.
Right.
It could be simply sex. It could be companionship. It could be support. Maybe something is lacking. I mean, a lot of people say, like, oh, nothing's lacking. Well, no, it's not that nothing's lacking. It's more like you get different things from different people. And
okay,
it's not good or bad, because
so
like you said, 80-20, like not everyone can give you what you want, but you have to decide what are you going to compromise on.
Okay, caller, so I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to throw some things at you, and you tell me. These are very, very funny rules of the side trick and the side chick, okay? So, you ready? I'm trying to get a decent one. So we are going to say, fellas, they're using these grocery store runs to go see their side tricks. What do you feel about that?
You mean what I feel about it? I don't agree with side culture.
but do you think that women will really say they're going to the store and really sneak off to see their guys?
Yeah, I mean, anything, of course, anything is possible. Yeah, I mean, and who's gonna follow their girls at the grocery store? Like, I'm sure that could happen.
Now, if she laughs at her phone and says, oh, she's so silly, that's her side guy really making her laugh. Do you think women actually pretend to be looking at her their phones when it's really a guy that they are really, really, really laughing at?
I don't think so. No, I've never heard that. No. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, anything is possible. I don't think women are doing that, though. Like, she's so funny when really she's such. I mean, it's possible, but I don't know how common that is.
Well,
also, that's
very,
like, kind of insecure.
Yes. Now, there are contracts going around. And one that I found to be extremely, extremely funny was the side, I don't want to say the actual word, but I'll say trick. The side trick contract. I, so-and-so, promise to keep my mouth shut about our business at all times. I promise never to converse with your man. I will be available for you 5 nights a week. As a side trick, I will respect the hours of calling. I also understand I must respond to your text. I should know my place and remain in a side trick's place. I am not allowed to get jealous. I will I will pretend to be a friend in public and screw you like an animal in private. These contracts are actually floating around. Are you familiar with the side trick contract? Isn't that weird? That's insane.
I mean, for some people, like I said, if everyone is up on the table with this contract within their relationship, by all means, use it. It's a formality. Hopefully, there's some type of retribution involved. If someone breaks the contract, like, what do I get if you break it? Like, is there, like, some liability here? Like, if you're going to be, I actually kind of support this. Like, what's going to happen if you break the contract? Like, is there funds involved? Like, can I sue you for your emotional distress? For, you know, I feel like that's the way to go.
Well, some
if all
people,
parties are involved, that's the way to go.
Right. Now, we understand why men give reasons why they cheat. Why do women cheat? It's more
same
complicated.
Reasons why men cheat, because they can and they want to. Like, we were all trying to figure out, because they can and they want to. Like, why do people do anything? Because they can and they want to. People don't do it because they can't or because they don't want to. People do stuff because they can and they want to. That's it. So people who are trying to find, like, the million-dollar action, why did he cheat on me? Is it because I wasn't? No, girl, because he could and because he wanted
now,
to. Because people
now,
are going to only do what they want to do.
When a
and
woman
that's on, period.
When a woman is struggling with low self-worth, it may spur them to look to external sources for the attention and validation that they and their partner are unable to create and sustain. A woman who cheats may rely on affairs to provide them with proof of their value or desirability, or to give their life meaning. When one fling ends, it may cause them to feel neglected or worthless. So they pursue interest, and the cycle continues. They're dealing with low self-esteem.
But sometimes, but that's very presumptuous to assume that women who are cheaters or men who are cheaters are dealing with low self-esteem. Like,
women.
That's not always the case.
We're talking about women.
But that's not always the case for women either. Not all
women
who are cheaters.
No. The first thing I said was when a woman is struggling with low self-worth.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, some could feel emotionally stalled.
I mean, well, why can't you put that with men? Some men struggle with low self-worth, too.
Exactly, but we're on women right now.
I know, but we're talking about relationships who are cheating, and
yeah.
That goes both ways.
True, but we're talking about women because we're women. And so, like you said people cheat because they can and they do. But women tend to have reasons that provoke them, as opposed to men who sometimes do it out of availability, affordability, convenience, and adapt.
There's this idea that women, I don't know, for some reason, there's this idea that women cheat because, like you said, but a lot of, you'd be surprised how many women cheat because of availability, because of affordability, because of
exactly.
The same reasons as men.
But a lot of women did not have options, you know, at one time the way they do now.
What? What do you mean? I feel like a lot of men and, I don't know.
No.
There's a saying.
Now women can do more.
Women have more opportunities in a whole
right.
day.
True.
To cheat on men, to date men, to see multiple different men, because women are typically the ones that are pursued. Men will be very surprised to know how many times a woman could probably be cheating on you right now and you would have no idea. Not only
true.
Because you're just better at it, but because of the opportunities. Men think they have more opportunities than men to cheat. No. I get hit on more in a day than men probably do in a week.
Well, there's a lot of women out and about now, and it was mostly because women have access to resources. Women are a little bit more adaptable. They have vehicles. they can afford to be, to dress a certain way, look a certain way, to become attractive. You know, at one time, women didn't really put that much emphasis on trying to be, you know, financially independent. They would stay at home moms, a lot of them. A lot of them were housewives. So they depended on their guys, even though women make the best cheaters. We're not as sloppy because we cover, we always think about the backup plan. Men can be a little sloppy with their cheating. Trust me, women are a little different. Women go through different routines or lack thereof. Women usually don't, you know, they're very unpredictable. Men, you can almost certainly catch a guy because whoever they cheat with will become emotionally attached to them, which will, women tend to make sure if there is a side, if there is a main chick, that the side chick is known. You know, if they're trifling. Some side chicks know how to stay in their place. But then there's some that are so desperate or so flaunt or so intrigued that they will go out of their way to make sure the main chick knows that they exist. And those are the ones that you have to worry about. You know what I mean? Because the side chick knows her place. But the side chick that wants to be a main chick will go out of her way to disrupt a relationship. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know if you can say disrupt a relationship because unless she is aware that the person that she is with is in a relationship, it is not up to her to disrupt any relationship. The man, or if this was a woman, the whoever is in the commitment, they're responsible for their relationship. So I don't know if you're blaming
some men are manipulated by side chicks.
Some men are manipulated by side chicks? What does that mean?
Yes, some men will leave their relationships for a side chick
But how does that make them manipulated? Grown men don't know how to make decisions. Isn't that a decision? What? That's nuts. You can't blame them. How are you going to say manipulated? I was manipulated by her.
Listen,
how?
Sometimes, without revealing too much, I know for a fact that when I was a certain age, I was able to break up a relationship right in front of the girl.
Let me tell you something. That made it stroke your ego, but I'm telling you right now, you didn't break up anything. That was already broken. I'm sorry to let all the side chicks know. Y'all didn't do anything.
I didn't know I was a side chick. I didn't know I was a side
Regardless of whether you knew or not, like, you weren't the cause. The relationship wasn't solid in the first place. So all these ideas of like, oh yeah, I broke up the girl, you didn't, it was already broken. Stop. You was just out. Calm down. Don't give yourself that award. You didn't do it. Stop lying to yourself. But I do have to go.
Okay,
thank you for inviting
me
to this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. This has been, I haven't even begun to tell you how appreciative I am that you called in. And we have another caller that's been on hold. Caller, you've been on hold. We're so sorry, but we were so caught up into this caller's opinions on secrets of the side trick or chick. Thank you for calling in blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil.
Thank you.
All right, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right.
So.
How are you?
Okay. Can you tell us where you're calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
What are you, Michigan, and are you calling in anonymously, or can we have your name?
No, it's no problem. My name's Marius. How you doing? Sorry about that. My name's Marius.
Marius?
Demarius. Demarius.
Demarius. So, what do you feel about what do you feel about tonight's topic?
Well, I was listening in. That's why I was calling in, because this is a lady I'm dating right now. And, you know, she got a husband, and I've been dating her for about, I want to say about 3 months now. And, yeah, I found out because she was texting me one day, and I was going through her. I mean, I wasn't going through her, but I was looking at her before we was laying down. And I seen her say, he was like, yeah, that's what my wife's supposed to do. And I looked at it, and I'm like, wait a minute, you married? And it was just like, wow. But, you know, we continued to mess around, you know what I'm saying? Like, we still fuck around, you know what I'm saying, doing our thing, whatever. But it was just like a shocker, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. So she wasn't honest?
Well, I mean, let's be frank. I mean, listen, we were dating. And I kind of knew she was messing with somebody, but I just didn't know that she was, you know, to what extent, you know what I mean? And
right.
When I found out, I was like, damn, should I stop messing with her? But it was just like, you know, I already liked her. It was like, you know what I'm saying? It was like,
so
at this
you
point, like, you
feeling.
Know.
You
well,
caught
I mean,
feeling.
I liked I didn't really like her. I just liked what we had, you know what I'm saying? It was more so like, you know, we hung out, we was chilling, you know, we just didn't really beef around too much. It was, you know, cooling and just real nice to be around, you know. I just didn't want to lose her, you know what I'm saying? Like our relationship as far as a friendship, you know. And so I just thought, and I knew that, but sex was going to come with that too, you know. So I was like, all right, you know.
Okay, so when you found out that this individual was married or in a relationship, how did they deal with you after you found out?
Well, I mean, she was kind of like, you know, now she was like more open about it. Like, you know, she was just like more like, you know, just be quiet. Like when she's talking on the phone, now she was just more willing to just rather than hide it from me. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I still let it go because, I mean, it didn't bother me none. I mean, it was what it was. I mean, really, it's on her, really, if you think about it, you know, think about the facts. You know, but because I'm single, you know, I can do what I want, you know. So, but I mean, I feel a little guilty sometimes, you know, because it's like, you know, she's married, you know, and you would think that, you know, she would have a little bit more respect for it, but she doesn't. And clearly, it must be something that he's doing wrong, you know what I'm saying? So,
see, that's the mistake that a lot of side pieces make. You assume that because a person is seeing other people, that something is wrong in their main relationship. And there are there is nothing more far from the truth.
No, you're right about that. Definitely.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I think you just tell yourself that just to get through it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like at some point. You just say, you know what, oh, damn it. Like, all right, well, then I guess it's what it is. But, I mean, I really was just calling them because I thought it was great to chime in just to get your insight on. Do you think that I should stop messing with her or should I just continue? Because, like I said, I didn't know.
Well, first of all, how old are you?
Me? Oh, come on. Now you're going to put me on the spot like that pretty
late? No, I just need to know how old you are.
Well, how old do you think I am?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. How old is she?
Man.
How old is she?
All right, we're both in our 30s though. We're both in our 30s.
Okay. Do you have children?
No, I don't have any children. No.
Do you want children?
I mean, yeah, at some point, you know. I mean, I guess. I mean, she has one, but it's not with that guy. It's with another guy from before that.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know,
so she's busy.
I kind of feel like her husband was really just a rebound from her baby daddy.
Ooh.
And went a little bit too far because she kind of liked them. She kind of liked real, like real men, like real rough guys like myself. So,
right.
You know, and he's not like that. He's kind of like real reserved and like real preservative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
well, she's probably with him for stability, and she probably wants, you know, her sugar. When I say sugar, I mean, you know, that loving.
Right.
That, you know.
Yeah, she was. Like, Yeah, because I'm broke. I can't give her no money. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can't give her nothing.
Well, that's
She drive a Benz. I can't afford a Benz, you know. I drive a Camry. She drive a Benz. You know, most time we go out, we drive her car. You know what I'm saying?
And you're not worried about running into the guy, the husband?
I mean, we meet pretty remote places. You know, we kind of calculate it, make sure everything works out, you know. It never really get to that point, but I mean, if I did, I'd just run away. You know, I'm pretty sure he ain't faster than me. You know what I mean? Like I used to run track, so I know he ain't gonna catch me unless he got a gun. Then I got to pray, I guess.
I'm not a fighter, Miss Lady. Is it worth you getting hurt and beat up over some side stuff? Is it really worth it? Think about it. The time you spend with her, you're going to start liking her more and more and more and more. If she was honest with you when you found out about the other person, right? She didn't tell you in the beginning that she was married, which means she probably didn't think that your relationship was going to last long. Because if she did tell you that she was married, she would have just put the ball in your court and said, so, damn, what we doing, you know? So she wasn't honest with you from the beginning. She's not honest with him that you know of. And she has one child by somebody else, and she's only in her 30s, and she's already working on, you know, double relationships. So my thing is that if you want to be in a relationship and spend some time, I think that you should be looking for other people that's single, that you have something in common with, and don't put your all into this relationship with this woman, because you're going to wind up getting hurt at the end unless you just use her for sex and money or whatever else you use her for.
Well, like I said, I don't really use it for money. I don't need none of money. You know what I'm saying? I got my own money, but like I said, pretty lady, really, I appreciate the conversation. I think I just needed to speak to somebody to talk about it more than anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called in. And please continue to call into the show. Would love to hear it. How did you hear about the show?
I mean, honestly, I'm a guy who like peruses through like different radio stations and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm interested in like independent, radio shows and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So I think you, listening to your show, you got one of the best shows, Miss Lady. So I just, anybody listening, I hope you just continue to tune in to a show. Doing great.
Well, thank you. And please let everybody know and check out all of our other productions that we're doing. Okay. Thank you for calling in. When I'm in in Michigan, we'll holler at you.
All right now. All right.
All right now. You be safe out there with that girl.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty fast. I'm pretty fast, so you know I should be all right.
Listen, are you familiar with Cash Doll?
Oh yeah, I think that's the little girl that rapping right all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I know her, yeah.
Yeah, so is she hot out there or what? Because we love her.
Come in. Cash Doll, yeah, I know the girl. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a big hip-hop fan, you know. You know, I think the youth nowadays with the music and stuff, like, they just they don't have no substance in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just all about good times and fun, you know. That's not the human experience, you know. The human experience is sadness and madness and gladness, and you know they don't really talk about that good stuff anymore like they used to. So, but Cash Doll, she's pretty cool. I can't lie though. You know, as far as hip hop goes, I think she got a nice sound. I think she's because she's so little with all that gangster stuff, it just, you know, messes everybody up. You know.
Yeah. All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling in, and please keep listening to Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much.
All right, now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Time in my life, we were lovers. And the shame is the part that you get.
Show, and I'd like to thank all of my callers for calling in. Secrets, do you have them? Are you holding in emotions, and the only way that you can resolve them is by speaking or cheating? I don't know. No one knows why people cheat. But we do know that it's a dumb mouse that has one hole. Tune in every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7 to watch Celebrity Showcase TV, which airs on Spectrum at MNN.org, Lifestyle Channel 2. And just keep listening in to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil and check out our podcast at anchor.fm/the really real talk. And real is spelled R-E-E-L. Thank you once again. And if you're interested in advertising products, events, and get television exposure once you commit to the advertisement fee, just email me at DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com. Once again, thank you and good night.